Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today. Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski here. Thank you for joining me again this week for another edition of the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am your host. And as always, I am thankful and grateful that you're choosing to spend some of your time with me on this Tuesday morning. So happy new year to you. We're still fairly close to the beginning of a brand new year. Happy 2024. I know this time of year is when so many of you are thinking about the goals you're setting for yourselves, how you're choosing to do things different, you know, what's worked in the past and maybe what you're willing to kind of toss aside and replace hopefully with something else. So I'm really excited about my guest today. I really feel like we really have some of the very best people that we get to talk to in this space. And today I'm talking to Coach Daryl, Coach D Andrews is what he calls himself. He's an entrepreneur, an author, speaker. He's worked with lots and lots of organizations and training and development. We're going to have a really good conversation today, not just about self-care habits, but about like what that looks like when you're building the life that you really want. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It is truly, truly an honor. And hey, thank you for hosting such a wonderful show on such a relevant topic. Looking forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my pleasure, truly. So I know I just sort of introduced you, but I would love for you to tell my audience a little bit about you and your background and some of the things that you've done. I mean, you've obviously done a lot, so we probably don't have time to go through all of it, but I'd love for you just to kind of tell my audience a little bit more.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for that, Allison. As mentioned, I'm Daryl Coach D. Andrews. I'm the president and CEO of Motive Action LLC, formerly Daryl Andrews LLC and Associates. For the past 22 years, I've been an entrepreneur, business owner. I always tell people I've always been a business owner. I started by selling Christmas cards on the corner when I was a kid at 7, 8 years old. I shoveled snow in Syracuse, New York. I would babysit. Anything that could make me money as a business person, I did it. And I probably as a little kid had more money than most of my friends. And then, you know, went to school for business, had a degree in business from a college called Cheney University, and then did a corporate stint with a major Fortune 30 company called Abbott Laboratories. But the entrepreneurial bug was just too strong. And I did that for well over a decade and then stepped out and started my own training and development firm. But, you know, when I talk about myself, I like to say that what I do is really an offspring of who I am. You know, I love inspiring and motivating people, organizations, corporations to maximize their fullest potential. It's kind of interesting. I get geeked out about that stuff. You know, I love when we help people make adjustments in their career, in their life, and then they come back and tell you what the impact of that was. You know that.
Wow, yeah, you know, totally.
Yeah, our company culture is better. I'm personally better off because I'm doing self-care. We're working more effectively because we're doing teamwork to the fullest. We're doing core values to the fullest. And I'll tell you something. I've gotten thousands of emails and letters over the year, but they still geek me out because I'm like, man.
Yeah.
I guess the best way to say it, some people are more excited about the fact that they get to do it. Yep. I'm excited at the results. I love to see people execute. So it's personal for me. I chose a career path that I'm very passionate about. And fortunately, have been able to, you know, take care of myself, raise my kids, buy homes and everything off of it over the years. And that's a blessing. So we'll take it. So so looking forward to sharing more information. But that's kind of who I am. I'm an author. We have several books out there. The Self-Care Movement is what our most recent book that's about to be published. And I love writing. And my goal is to write at least once a year a book and see where that goes. And then, you know, we do other things too. We have a lot of coaching, individual coaching. We have a partnership with an organization to do online courses for organizations to put on their, you know, their local management's local learning systems. And so we've done quite a bit over the years, honored to do all this. I really am. Yep.
Well, I mean, I think, but to your point, even though obviously, it sounds like you've been able to do a lot. But really, what's really coming up for me and listening to what you're talking about are the results that you really help people get, that's really what drives you. You're driving companies not just to function better and to be more productive, but also the byproduct of that is having healthier, happier employees.
That's what it's all about. You know, it's really interesting, Allison. I always tell people this, and it sounds kind of maybe hokey when I say it, but companies are really like families.
Yeah.
You know, be it a corporation, be it a nonprofit organization, be it, you know, whatever. The thing is, we spend a lot of time together. Like, we're together every day, and we have certain dynamics that are taking place as a result. So to me, it only makes sense if we're going to work together. Not that we have to be perfect, because family, sometimes we have disputes and arguments and things like that.
Yeah, of course.
We always come back to the fact that we care about each other. You know what I mean? And that I really have your best interests at heart. So the healthy part of an organizational infrastructure is really just that piece. You know what I mean? We may agree to disagree agreeably about some things, but when it's all said and done, we're on the same path trying to do the same thing. Just like, with a family, you know, you raise kids with values. You want your kids to grow up and have the values. Well, I created an organization with core values, and I want us to operate within that mode. It's like, again, but a lot of times people just are looking at what they want to achieve. Mm-hmm. This is a really important statement. Looking at what they want sometimes to achieve instead of what they're trying to build. So I'm trying to have this multi-million dollar company, but yet we can't even talk to each other. That doesn't make any sense to me. I said, why can't we have the multi-million, if not billion dollar company, as well as talk to each other and enjoy each other? Like, why can't they both go along? So that's when you can find there's health within an organization, when you could have those healthy relationships as well as growth, or in the case of a nonprofit service, you know, whatever it may be. So that's excites me, and I enjoy, you know, be it whatever type of training or consulting we're doing to help create those cultures.
No, I like that. I like what you're saying about, you know, as a business owner, I mean, I'm all about like the achievement and, you know, this is our plan for this year. These are our quarterly goals, whatever it is. And anyone listening, I've got a lot of entrepreneurs in my audience, and everybody listening, I'm sure can relate to that. But I really liked what you just said about, look at what you're building, you know, look at what you're building. Look at why are we doing this? Right. What's the overall goal? A colleague of mine calls that the primary aim. What's our primary aim here? Right. And the decisions that we make on a daily basis, whether it's a relationship decision, a business decision, a decision to expand a team, to add a new offer, to dial in our personal employee health and wellness more. Right. Mm-hmm. If all of those decisions are not lined up with our primary aim, there's really, you know, we got to fix where the disconnect is.
And you're spot on, 1,000% spot on. Because again, let's think about it. You know, even in the average week, we spend, let's say, 8-9 hours at work. I'm just using an example. Then we come home and we're with our kids and family for like 3 hours. Then we're going to bed, you know, and then we're waking up in the morning. They're going to school. We're going to work. So the majority of our time, when you think about it, is in the workplace, on a job, in a career, somewhere. And so I'm saying if you're going to do that, spend that much time together, why not make a healthy workplace a priority?
Yeah. You
know, why not make wellness within our people a priority? Because we have to do this every day. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes you hear people talk about the conflict that they have, let's say, with an individual or with a boss. And then a lot of times I'll say to them, I said, are you just comfortable staying there? Like, is this the ultimate end goal? I'm just going to accept the fact that this person and I are going to always have conflict. And my thing is, that's not even a healthy work situation. How? Because we're trying to accomplish something. We're trying to do something, but we can't even communicate with each other.
Like,
what's the benefit of that? Okay, we may have big 401ks. We may have money in our pocket, but here comes Monday. My stomach is turning because I don't want to go to work. So we got to understand how important, I always tell my customers, grow your finances and your people at the same time.
Yeah.
You can't, they're not.
Yeah, it should be an either or. You got to live in the
end. It can't be either or. No. Mm-hmm.
So when we're growing, when just one more thing about this concept of, you know, look at what you're building, not just what you're achieving. Obviously having, you know, people who are aligned with that mission are really important. But if you're as the business owner, the CEO, whatever, if you're out here talking about it, but not really demonstrating and being a good example, you know, I think that causes a lot of a disconnect too. And so I see this a lot in the coaching space where a lot of coaches are out there talking about what they're doing, but they're actually over on the side doing something else.
I'm going to tell you something. Your integrity, I can't even think of operating, you know, Allison, without integrity. I don't even feel comfortable going to share something with someone and I'm not putting any effort into it myself. To me, it seems wrong. I don't know. It's just to make way I'm wired, you know? So if I'm going to say, be a person of honesty, honest person, I need to be honest. If I'm going to show respect, talk about be respectful to your employees. I need to be a person that's respecting others as well. So that's when you, to be honest with you, that's the greatest form of leadership. The greatest form of leadership to me is when that leader says, I'm going to model the behavior that I want you to exhibit. It's not like I'm paying you a check and I don't have to do that. You just be happy that you're getting that paycheck. Yeah. No, I'm going to pay you that paycheck, but I'm also going to show you, you know, how it's done. Now, let me clarify something because I think it's important to share this one little piece as well. And I'm not saying that we're all walking around holding hands, skipping through the office because understand.
It's all puppies and rainbows. Understand that, right?
Yeah. So I'm not saying that what I'm trying to say is there's a level of respect that we understand where each other's coming from. Let me tell you one real quick story. I used to work for a company called Abbott Laboratories. Yeah. All right. Abbott's a huge medical diagnostics company in pharmaceuticals. And so one of our leaders there, a global leader, his name is Jim Walton. We used to call him Jimbo. Now, let me clear. This is what I mean. Jimbo was what you would call no joke. Okay. Like when Jimbo wanted to get something done, we were going to get it done. He would be intense. He would be focused. But then on Friday, he want to take you out for cognac and say, let's have dinner and say, how you doing? You know, he just was one of those kind of guys, you know, he was like on it, but he would ask you, how's your family doing? How's your wife doing? But you're going to drive too, right? So I was able to read between the lines, understand this man is about achieving outcomes. So yes, he's tense, but he cares about me.
Yeah.
He cares. And so sadly, again, I worked at Abbott many years ago, but sadly, about 2 years ago, Jimbo passed. Okay. And they had his funeral in Baltimore. And let me share this with you. That place was packed with former Abbott employees. I'm African American. You had Hispanics. You had Caucasian. Everybody was there.
Yeah. Right.
And let me tell you something. Everyone said the same thing. Mm-hmm. How they were better off because of this guy.
Yeah.
That he made their lives. He made them, you know, they're CEOs of biotech firms now with these different people that work for Abbott. And they all saying, I wouldn't be where I am without Jimbo. That's what I mean. So when I'm talking about this, that doesn't mean that, you know, you're coming around and patting people on the back 24 hours a day. What I'm saying is that they can sense you really care.
Totally. Totally. Well, and I think that's really important. And I think, for people to sense it, I think it's one thing to say it, but it's another to really embody it and to be the example of it. And, you know, what I always try to ask myself when I'm on one of my retreats or when I'm with like a group or teaching or whatever is like, what do I want people to walk away with here? You know, and, you know, whether it's about me, whether it's about something I'm saying, whether it's about what we're talking about as a group, maybe it's about something that somebody else is going to share in the group, right? It's like you want to be super intentional every day about what is most important to you and let that sort of shine through in your actions and the decisions that you make.
That's what I call your anchor. Those are your anchors. And those anchors are really your core values. It's what you value, you know, and the beauty when, you know, those people like us who coach and for, we understand that, you know, when you say core values or anything like that, in essence, it's nice to say it, but the real work comes in putting systems in place to live by. You know what I mean? So you can't just say we have these values and put them on a wall. What are we doing? How are we measuring?
Yeah.
To see if they were being effective. So if I'm saying I'm a person that operates with an integrity, I'm not only saying that, I literally have probably thought about this and put a system together for me to analyze, am I doing this on a consistent basis?
Yeah.
Am I modeling this behavior on an ongoing? So some of the greatest challenges is that people have great intentions, but they don't put any effort into building effective systems to measure, am I doing this? You know, and then sometimes you have to be willing to put yourself on the line and ask people, what do you see? Like, I know we do that with 360s and all that, but like on a personal level. So I have a son, I have four kids. I have a son who's 20, Alexander. And Alexander and I, we're very wired, very much alike. You know, we always have one of the kids. It's kind of like, it's just like wired, almost like a mini version of you, you know? So, and I said to him, Alex, I said, what would you like to see changed in me as a person? Like, I just asked him because I wanted to know. Like, if you can, he said, well, Dad, he said, you're a great dad overall. I really ain't much I would want you to change. He said, but every now and then I notice that you respond to things a little differently. Sometimes it could be a little bit sensitive, like you're sensitive to the way you respond to things. And I said, oh, really? I said, give me an example of what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And he gave me an example. I said, you know what? Be honest with you, I didn't recognize it. But since you told me, I'm asking you because I want to know.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to work on it. And I said, I'm going to come back to you later and I want you to tell me what you see. And so what did I do? I took what he told me. I went down, I wrote it down. I said, okay, maybe my response may be like short or abrupt or whatever, because I, you know, things like that. I could have been busy. It may not even been intentional, but you know, things like that. And so I said, I'm going to be intentional. When I respond, this one wouldn't respond. So I'd worked on it. I came back 30 days later. I said, son, tell me, have you seen an improvement? He said, Dad, you've totally eliminated it. He said, I don't even see it anymore. And see, that's what I mean. It's not just to say I'm going to do something or say I'm going to have a value. Am I willing to put the time in?
Yeah. And to your point, having a way to, you know, kind of, I don't want to use the word checkpoint or touch point, but it's, but putting something in place to where you're holding yourself accountable.
Yes.
To actually implement not just the action steps. That's another word that I think is loosely. Mm-hmm. But to implement whatever change is necessary for you to get the result that you want. This is why we see so many people, especially this time of year, the first quarter of a new year, we see people, you know, starting on new health and fitness programs, new financial, you know, programs, new goals for just about every area of their life. And it's almost like, okay, I'm gonna write it down to your point, put it on the wall. And then just because I'm doing that, that's enough. You know, and then there's no way for them to go back and really check other than the fact that, well, that just didn't work out very well. So that just wasn't the right goal for me.
You're never going to move what you don't measure.
Yeah.
You're never going to move. If you're not measuring it, if you're not creating systems of accountability, you know what it is? It's a really good momentary high.
Yeah.
I feel good. But
it's empowering, especially to say out loud, you know what? I'm going to crush my financial goal for this year. I'm going to crush it. And that feels really good to say it, right? Mm-hmm. And you get excited about it. But then, okay, what's the plan? We have to do more than just talk about it.
Let me tell you this. I recently lost my grandmother and 97 years old, but that's a very long life. I'm fortunate to have her for so many years. Mm-hmm. But my grandmother was a tremendous saver. Mm-hmm. And she would say this to me all the time. She'd say, son, you know what? To be a great investor or saver, you just have to develop discipline habits.
Yeah.
She said, sure. Now this is a woman that didn't even finish high school, middle school. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she did. But she said, it's just being disciplined and doing things on a consistent basis. Like she said for her, now she was really extreme, but she said, if I got a dollar, I save 40 cents.
Yeah.
She said, I just modeled my life after it. And so here's a woman that didn't go to Harvard, didn't go to Yale, didn't go to any schools, but probably could teach those classes because she understood a principle. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to do it. And when you do it, you got to create habits around it. Like we talk about self-care. I tell folks all the time, self-care has to go from what we do. Listen to this, Allison. And I know you know this and you'll appreciate it. From what we do to who we are.
Yeah, love that. Love that a lot. Because really, who we are is revealed to us daily because of how we choose to spend our time, how we make our decisions. It's like, just look around at your life. Your life is a mirror image of what you believe and what you think is the right way to live, regardless of what you say about it, right?
That's why saying is good. It feels good and inspires people. Cause again, I understand the word power of words, but I'm much if I speak and train, I'm more of a doer. I think I can't, be a person that says things all the time and aren't willing to do it. Because again, the goal is to create these patterns, even in using medical terminology, these neurological pathways that's going to lead me to this being a habitual form of how I operate. Now, that doesn't make me an automaton. I don't want to be a robot. But what I want to be consistent. That's all. I just want to be consistent.
The secret of any success is found in what you do every day. So, for example, like in my world, in the health and fitness world, people say, well, I've never really been an athlete. And I'm like, well, you know what? To get fit, you don't have to be an athlete. To get fit, you just adopt habits that fit people practice, like on a regular basis. And the good news is that looks different for everybody. So if you don't like to run, if you hate running, if you're going to dread it and try to come up with a reason why it's not going to work, then you know what? We're not going to put that on your plan. We're going to do something else. Because in order to become a fit person, it's about how you're living. It's about the decisions and the choices that you're making that reflect what's important to you.
I love that. I absolutely love it. And I'll tell you something. It's not trying to do this monumental task.
Exactly.
One step at a time. That's all it is. One step at a time. Listen, I roll on my bed every day at 5 every day. Yep. It's like clockwork for me now. Okay. And I get up and I'm going now. I'm going to get that work on. I'm just going to get it in. And now I'm not doing it to impress anyone. I'm not doing it for any attaboys. I'm doing it because it's just who I mean, this is what I do now. I've been doing it so long, I don't know anything else. And so when people say to me like, well, I don't have the time, I said, neither do I. I make the time though. I make the time. I said,
well, that's another thing. What we do every day is what, is we consider to be important when we make time to do it. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. It's not a matter of, well, I don't have enough time. The question should be, is it important enough to you? And if it is, you'll do it.
And there's so many benefits. When you think about self-care, when you think about fitness and all these things, they kind of converge. And when you look at it, they really converge. It's about your quality of life. You know, it's about the way you live. It's about, I like what Venus Williams said one time. And boy, I tell you, this statement is so powerful. She said, discipline is the key to freedom.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is.
And she said she's around successful people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She said, but we're all successful because we're all disciplined. And, yeah. And I said, what a powerful statement. You would, she's going out there playing tennis and you think, okay, but look what she's saying. You know, yeah. I'm where I am today because I know what it means to practice. I know what it means to separate myself from people when I got to get ready for Wimbledon. Yeah. I know these things. And so what I can tell folks is we're not operating at that level because we're not high-end athletes, but in our day-to-day lives, you know what I mean? We can do some self-care things.
Being disciplined, though, isn't about what you're giving up. I think that's a really tricky, you know, BS thought that a lot of people have is that, well, if I'm going to do that, then I'm going to have to give up all these things over here. And my rebuttal is, it's not about what you're giving up. It's about what you're gaining. You think about like you're living the and you're thinking about having more for yourself because you're choosing to make your own self-care more of a priority. It's not about giving up. You know, it's not about giving up all these things over here that you enjoy. What if you lived in a world where you could have what's really important to you and prioritize yourself at the same time?
That's where it is. And I'll tell you, that's why, you know, and I'm not just saying this because we both coach people, but that's why sometimes you need a coach. Somebody that's going to keep you on course. We do small business coaching, businesses 0 to 5 years. And we say, listen, what we're going to do is show you how to run your business like you worked on a job. If you were in sales with a company, that company is going to check you're going to have your quotas. You're going to have to report to your boss. You're going to have to. And why? Discipline is instilled in the way that they operate. What I'm saying is now we come out here, we're going to be self-employed, but we don't have those same principles. We're not monitoring. We're not measuring. We're not saying, okay, I'm going to hit this goal by XYZ, this by the quarter. So the point I make is that all those things play a significant role.
Yeah.
A significant role in us achieving. And again, tying that into other aspects like self-care, the way we feel, the quality of life, things like that. You know, I'm older than a lot of people right now, my stage in my life. But I got so much energy, it's like it's crazy. You think I'm in my 20s.
Yeah.
Because there's things that I do to make sure I maintain that energy.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, we are our own best assets, you know, and as the CEOs of our companies, you know, the builder of our vision, the owner of the business, however you want to call it, it's like if you don't, your mind and your body are the primary vehicles that will get you to where you want to be. And if you let those go into the toilet for whatever reason, and look, I'm not going to sit here and pass judgment on people because things do happen. You know, life, it's never promised to be an easy ride, but with discipline and structure and good habits in place, it can be a lot easier than you think.
Big time, big time. Yeah. And I'll tell you, these are just, you know, it's really interesting, Allison. Like these are principles, basic principles. What people are hearing is not new to them.
Yeah.
It just boils down to application.
Yeah.
Like people ask me, how have you been in business for 20 plus years? I said, because I've been consistent the way I do business.
Yeah.
I said, when I worked in corporate, I had my goals written down. I knew what my plans were. I knew what I want. And I said, I just never stopped doing that. I said, why would I do it for this big, already $120 billion company and not do it for myself?
Yeah. And so, well, and it's also about playing the long game. It's about, to your point, not being like, well, I've achieved that, so I'm going to move on over here and I'm going to create something else. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that. You know, the most successful people in business are in it for the long game. You know, they celebrate the wins. They celebrate hitting the milestones and the targets and whatever you want to call it, but they're also in it for the long haul.
Every person I've ever noticed that ever been an entrepreneur and it didn't work for them and they moved on. This is not what I'm trying to say is not a negative. I live in the world of optimism, so I'm not trying to say anything pessimistic. But 90% of them just did not have the discipline or the systems.
Or the
focus. And so I'm saying to the folks, hey, listen, if this is your thing, you know, again, being in business or whatever you're going to put your mind to, you know, I'm sure you probably heard it. Somebody on your show may have talked about it already, but one of my favorite books is like a lot of people's favorite books these days. And the book is entitled Atomic Habits by James Clear.
Yep. I've read it a couple of times. Great.
Yeah. And I just love a statement that he makes in that book. And I've shared this statement over, and I probably sold a lot of that man's books for him, but over and over and over again. Yeah. And he says this, he says, you don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems.
And very well said. And very true too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So give me real quick before we wrap up, I'd love for your best, you know, what I'm looking for is like, what are a couple of your best tips, pieces of advice, actionable strategies? I'm thinking like a, like bite-sized golden nuggets that people listening can walk away with. When we're talking about, I just want to go back to the statement that you made, what we do is who we are. So I'm speaking about the person who's listening, who's thinking that this is going to be the year that they finally decide that I'm going to act on whatever that thing is that I really want to do. So what are your best pieces of advice for that person?
Well, I'll tell you something. Discipline is my word for 2024. I always like to pick a word, you know?
Yeah, so, same. Me too.
Discipline is my word. And that really comes from what I said about Venus Williams. When I heard that her in that interview, I said, I know about discipline. I know, but it was so profound. You know, discipline is the key to freedom. Mm-hmm. Like almost, when people are pursuing something, there's some type of freedom that they're looking for. Financial freedom, freedom from health issues. You know, like we're working towards something. So if we want that, what do we need to do? Well, a couple of simple, practical things that people may already be doing, but if not, I would just say do it and be consistent. And one is journal. Journal your activities. Every day, if it's just a paragraph, talk about your day. Talk about, you know, the goals you were pursuing. It's almost like you're writing a letter to yourself, like how you're doing, where you may have had obstacles, things like that. Because what that journal does, it gives you a track record. Yeah. It gives you something to look back at and say, okay, I'm progressing. I started here. This is what I was writing then. This is what I'm writing now. And then also there's lessons learned in doing that process. So a journal, you know, and I'll tell you something. I remember one time listening to Oprah Winfrey, and she said she has been journaling for 45 years. I said, my goodness.
Wow.
You know, a woman of her stature, she said, there's not a day going by and I'm not journaling. I said, okay, there's the answer right there. This woman will tell you how powerful journaling is in her life. We should all just listen and hear what she's saying. So the second thing I would say is, be it through coaching or through an accountability partner, don't go on. I'm going to say this really slow. Don't go on this journey by yourself.
No, I love that. I think, you know, my coach always reminds me often, we can't read the label inside the bottle. This is why, you know, we all, you know, coaches have coaches. This is why, you know, the best people that I know that are the most successful, we only go so far on our own.
Because you know what it is? The human nature is such that we have a tendency. When I used to work for Abbott Laboratories, we had this thing where we used to sell these systems, and part of the systems was a thing called a calibrator. So let's, for instance, if you are getting blood, we said blood work equipment. So when you're getting blood work, let's say if you're going for, you know, for a thyroid test or something like that, you have these things called assays. They put them in the system and then they put the blood in and the assays measure what your thyroid functions, you know, the things like that.
Right.
But what happens with every system, and you're going to appreciate this, what happens with every system after multiple tests, it gets off a little bit, you know? And so if you start continually running tests, somebody may get a false negative or a false positive. So what you have to do between every test is calibrate. You put these calibrators in there, and the calibrators calibrates the machine, and the machine is ready. So in life, we need to be calibrated.
Yeah, absolutely. I love how you explained that. I think that makes a lot of sense.
We have to be calibrated. So that's why you need a coach. That's why you need an accountability person, because you're going to veer to the right. That's just human nature. That coach is going to bring you right back on track. Yeah. That accountability partner is going to bring you back on track. Most people try to do this by themselves, and they fail time and time again, because guess what? They negotiate themselves out of it. Something happens, situations occur, and then the excuse becomes real to them.
And then people just give up and they think, it's not possible or whatever, which is, you know, kind of a lame story. But look, you know, after a while, when we continually run up against a roadblock, You know, I think we really have to ask ourselves, okay, look, if I'm in this for the, what do I need to be successful? I mean, this is why one of the things that we get to do as coaches.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And yeah. I'll tell you something. You're absolutely right. And I'll say this. If we don't understand how important that is, we'll end up like good 85% of the population that starts or stops 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They just start, stop. Yeah. It's a very small sliver that stays the course.
Yeah.
And so that discipline, you know, that's why you only have so many world-class athletes. So many people are willing to put the time in to commit to operate at that high level. And so, again, for us, we're not trying to be the high, but what we want to be is successful in what we're called to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And so that accountability is huge because it's my way of saying, just like other people are pursuing their dreams and goals, I'm going to pursue mine. Just like Tiger Woods as a coach, I'm going to get one. Just like other people.
Well, just to your point, athletes have multiple coaches.
You got the point.
Mm-hmm. Successful business owners have multiple coaches, and there's a reason for that.
Absolutely. So that's my thing, you know, the journaling and the accountability. And I will say this with almost a guarantee and a promise. If you do that, give it 2 months. Don't quit. If you stay the course for those 2 months, it'll be almost like clockwork.
Yep. You'll be like a different person.
You'll be a different person. And then you've created a new normal.
Yep.
And that new normal will become your pattern. Because with neurological pathways, I mentioned that multiple times, but we create pathways via our habits.
Yeah.
That's medically and scientifically proven. But what it also says is, Allison, is we can redirect the pathways.
Yeah. Love that.
And that's what we want people to do going into 2024. Redirect the pathways.
Connect with you.
Yes. They can connect with me through my website, which is coachdspeaks.com. All right. And what we do is we offer free 15-minute, no cost, just brainstorming strategy sessions. Let's talk about what you're looking to do. You may want to look at working with us. You may not, but guess what? You get 15 minutes to let's have a conversation. So if you go to coachdspeaks.com,
okay,
then we can, you know, do that. But what I'm trying to, for those entrepreneurs out there, I really want you to think about another place, site we have that's called bossforyourbiz.com. Bossforyourbiz.com. What we are doing is we are saying to people, when you were in sales, let's say for that company, you had a boss that said you have sales quotas and you are going to stick to your plan to hit those calls. We're doing that for entrepreneurs. We're saying, hey, you know what? We're going to meet a couple times a month. And what we're going to do is we're going to set those goals. We're going to look at those habits and we're going to stay on it. You're going to have groups you'll report out to. You're going to have each other that you'll report out to, and individually you'll have goals. So that it's like, it's weird, but we're saying you're going to have a boss for your business.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that.
It's all it really is. But all it really is accountability. That's all it really is. So take a look at bossforyourbiz.com. And, you know, if we can help, hey, we're here. You know, we know we're not for everybody, but for the people we serve, we're going to give 150%.
No, I love that. I love that. Thank you so much for making time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the show. You're a great host and I wish you the best.
Thank you so much. And so folks out there listening, if this conversation's really resonated with you, there's so many golden nuggets in this conversation. Even if you are not a business owner, maybe you're feeling fairly supported. Maybe you're feeling pretty complete around, you know, what goals you have set. There's so many golden nuggets in this episode. This is going to be one that you're going to want to bookmark and maybe go back and listen to when you're having one of those days or weeks when you need a little inspiration. And on that note, if this episode has been helpful for you in that regard and you would like to share it with a friend or colleague, please just copy the link and send it to them as a free gift from me. Or if you like, you can connect with me on my site, www.theallisonk.com. And we will do it for you. Either I will personally do it for you or someone on my team will. You're more than welcome to connect with me if you'd like to explore that. I read all of my emails. That's not something I have farmed out yet to a team member. And I do that on purpose because I love hearing from you. So please always know that that door is open. If you'd like to offer up any feedback, if there's something that was particularly, exciting for you about this episode, we always love to hear from our listeners. And just know, as we start 2024, this is year 5 for us on the air. We've reached thousands of people all around the globe. I get messages from so many of you on a regular basis, whether it's in an email or something that said, you know what you talked about in this episode was really what I needed to hear in that moment. And I thank you. That is exactly why I do what I do and why I keep showing up here with amazing guests like Coach D and the other people that I've had the privilege to speak to. So please know that none of this happens without you. And for each and every one of you that take time out of your week to listen, to forward, to subscribe or download, to write us a review, or even just to reach out and say, hey, I really needed to hear that today. That is all good because that's why we do what we do. And this is why we're going to continue to show up and keep delivering you, you know, delivering for you amazing content with amazing guests, with the hope that we can influence your self-care journey as well. This is Allison Katzkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.